Blog Talk Radio.
The well, and it was about the sixth hour. Verse 7. there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. Verse 8, for his disciples were going away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. I'm just going to read verse 9. It says, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen and amen.
Pastor Clancy.
Hi, Reverend Tasha. Amen. So I'm coming from the place of who's going to carry your water pot? Who's going to carry your water pot? Amen. I was so blessed in reading this. And it's something because I have preached this and I have read this several times. And this time it was more significant to me, or I guess more prevalent to me because prevalent for this time because as I was reading, as many times as I've read this over and over again, it really stuck out. Because even though I may preach a sermon, I'll still go over and look up commentaries about it over and over and over again. But this time as I read, I said, Lord, I mean, you always hear pastors and preachers say, oh, what's going on today was in the Bible to come. And that is so true. What we're going on in today in this society right now is in the Bible. Amen. So it's nothing new to God. Amen. So in this portion of scripture dealing with the Samaritan woman and Jesus saying, must these go through Samaria? Jesus did not have to go through Samaria, but he went through Samaria because he knew it was somebody there who needed his help. But I love it because he sent his disciples away. And as I was reading, the northern kingdom fell to the Assyrians. So when the northern kingdom fell to the Assyrians, they felt like to the pure Jews, which was the southern kingdom, that felt like they were so impure. But the northern kingdom, when it fell to the Assyrians, they had to help settle the land, so they had to bring peace to settle the land. So that caused interracial marriages, and they did not like that. So the southern kingdom felt like they were the kingdom that had, they were the pure Jews, because they felt like the Jews who was intermarried, which had intermarriages and caused a mixed race, they felt like they wasn't the pure Jews anymore. They was the impure Jews, because they felt like you totally disgraced us. You turned your back on us because you wind up married into a mixed race. Now, and it's so crazy because that went back then. But who were they to divide the kingdom to say what was pure and what was impure? Because the pure blood of the Jews wasn't running through them. And because you settled with foreigners in the land, which became a mixed race, then now you're impure. So that means if I marry somebody that's the opposite race than me, I'm impure because I turned my back on my culture. Not so. Amen. That's why I love Jesus when he said they shall worship in spirit and in truth, because don't put no color to it. Amen. Hallelujah. I have friends and people of all cultures, and no, they're not racist. Amen. So it don't matter, you know, what culture you are and when God calls us to get along. But see, what I love about Jesus is that they could not dictate how Jesus felt about the Samaritan, who you felt was impure, or who you felt was because of a mixed race. Because he said, must needs go through Samaria, because he went through, because he knew that this woman needed him. time is that he crossed those barriers. And no, he didn't allow nobody to dictate who he loved, who he was going to hold hands with, who was he going to embrace. He was not going to do that because he loved them because he was powerful. Amen. He loved them in spite of what people thought about them. So this woman, it was her blessed day. Only thing that she knew was that she went out for her normally walk to the well to get some water, Jacob's well to get some water. But what she didn't realize was that because she put herself out there, because she pushed past the crowd, because, see, they would come out in the morning. But, see, she came out in the noonday when it was the hottest time of the day, was the noontime to draw water, just so she wouldn't run into people criticizing her and ridiculing her and making her feel like she was trash, making her feel like she wasn't nothing because she was of a mixed race. So she went out. But see, when you keep pressing and when you keep pushing and don't let nobody dummy down who you are, don't let nobody tell you who you should be friends with, who you should not be friends with, don't you know that because of that, she was in the right place? You ever hear Bishop Jake come, "I just want to be in the room"? Hallelujah. Well, guess she was at the right place. But see, he sent his disciples away because he knew his disciples would have had a problem with her. He knew his disciples would have been like, what you doing talking to her? I don't know. I'm talking to her because I'm free. I am free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. Hey, Minister LaShawn. Hi, Melissa. Hi, Deaconess Adela. Amen. Amen. Hi, Edna. I'm telling you, it's so crazy because Jesus did not allow nobody to dictate who he was going to talk to, who he was going to be friends with, who was he going to embrace. And some of us do that today. I'm going to hide you as my friend when we at work. But when we come outside of work, I don't want to talk to you because people are going to say, why are you with them? I'm with them because God calls me to love everybody. Hallelujah. But my topic is, who's going to carry your water pot? Who's going to carry your water pot? See, nobody carried this water pot but this woman. But in the midst of carrying a water pot, when the water pot, I believe in my spirit, was going to become broken, when she couldn't carry no more, Jesus came to rescue her, to pour life into her. He started cleaning up her life and started saying the one, you got to read, keep, got to read the whole chapter, John chapter 4. And he told her, you know, the one you're with is not your husband. You have had five husbands, and the one that you're with is not your husband. And then he cleansed her up, and then he gave her everlasting life, because he said, the water that I shall give, you shall never thirst again. See, we're so busy drinking off of somebody else's water, our friend's water, our neighbor's water, but what about the water of Jesus Christ? What about his water, that well that will run through us, a well of water into everlasting life? Out of your belly should flow rivers of living water. What about the living water where you never ever thirst again? You can keep drinking Deer Park, Poland Springs, whatever springs you want to drink, but after a while, you're going to become thirsty. But when you in Christ Jesus, when your faith is in him, if you will never thirst again. Some of us have been hurt because of what we see that's going on across the nation. And, oh, my God, Lord, how could you do that? How? Yeah, he allowed it. But guess what? When Jesus was on earth, look what he went through for us. He died across for us, and they beat him unrecognizably. Hallelujah. But he died for me and you, so we won't be stoned, so we will have everlasting life. So when we leave this earth, that's going to pass away, y'all. Your beautiful houses, everything you have, all that's going to pass away when you want to go to the Lord. My mama always said, when you leave this earth, you can't take nothing with you. Hallelujah. But one thing I can take with me is my spirit that's on the inside of me that will get me to heaven, because there is a heaven and there is a hell. I don't care what you say, there is a heaven and there is a hell. I'm not one of those who's going to just be transparent on the universe, so the universe can't do nothing for me, because who created the universe but God? God shows up in our life so many times when we see him, and then we go to grasp him, but then we back up from him because it's something that didn't go our way. Or we've seen something that made us say, why would you do that? It's not going to be peaches and ice cream on earth all the time. Look what Jesus went through. He said a man is not even honored in his own country. They wouldn't even honor Jesus, but he still loved us. He still poured into us. He still raised the dead. He still healed. He still embraced. He still blessed. Hallelujah. Still married folk. Hallelujah. Because he had a job to do. So on today, grudges, any bitterness you have in your heart, you got to cling close to God because he is coming back. And we are in the last days. So he is coming back. So you got to cling on to God. And you have to embrace and say, Jesus, come into my life and save me. I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins that I may have everlasting life. God, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. God wants you to confess with your mouth. Let me tell you, I walked around this earth for years thinking that I was saved because the woman had who led me to Christ. She had, and I was in church since I was a little girl, but was I paying attention to what was going on over the pulpit? Mm-mm. But then God led my neighbor to lead me to Christ. But see, when she led me to Christ, she didn't know how to help me work out my soul salvation, even though she couldn't help me, but she didn't break it down. After I said, Lord, come into my heart and save me, I believe that your son Jesus died on the cross for my sins, that I may have everlasting life. I didn't know that if it wasn't because of my works. So even though I accepted him, I thought it was because of my works. But it's not because of my works. It's because he died on the cross for my sins. And I believe it because you may wake up tomorrow and may not feel like you're saved, but that don't mean that you're not saved. Yeah, you're saved because it's a faith thing. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, for it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So it's not because you're a good person. I thought I was saved because I fed the hungry, because I gave the money when I see it, because I was ushering, or because I said hallelujah. No, what saved me was me believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that they are one person. How could they be one person? Because just like you could be somebody's aunt, you could be somebody's sister, you could be somebody's daughter. Hallelujah. Come on now. You could be somebody's sister-in-law. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, one person. Glory. So this woman who was going to carry her water pot after that, it wasn't the five men that she was with, because see, they were, you see, one by one they left, and the one she was with wasn't her husband, but who carried her water pot moving forward from past that place was Jesus. Who's going to carry your water pot, huh? When that water pot is empty, who's going to carry it for you? Keep replenishing it, but Jesus. Who's going to keep pouring in, but Jesus? So I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Pour means to keep pouring, that you shall have not room enough to receive it. You shall have no room to receive it. So much that you can't, it's built up. He's keep pouring. Who's going to keep pouring into your water pot? Who? Not because you can't ride on people's coattails. You can't ride on it. You can't ride on folks' coattails. You got to know him for yourself and trust him. Ask God to help me love you, God. Help me to see past what's going on. My son said something that was just so powerful the other day. He said, you know what? You can't get caught up in what you see. Because if you get caught up in what you, and I'm not saying don't support it. Yes, support it. Call the government officials, you know, the line that you can call to have bills passed. He wasn't talking about that and doing things like that and voting. You all don't forget to vote today, y'all. Don't forget to vote today. Amen. But he was talking about when you get so caught up in things, you'll start losing your focus. Then you become angry. Then you take your focus off of God, because then you become angry with God. You got to know that he is God. You got to know that he is just. You have to know that he is God, and he does things, and he's powerful, omnipresent, and he do things how he does things. But I know that he's a loving God, and I know that he protects you. And I know, see, he know how to send his friends away. And that's why you got to get to the place where you send some folk away when they start saying negative things to you, when they start dumbing down who you are and who you have become and where you're going in life. You got to tell them, you got to walk away from here. That negative energy, I can't take that negative energy. I ain't taking it. You know, and then sometimes as you read, you start searching so much that you just get off, you start digging and digging and digging. No, just know who Jesus is. Know who he is. See, nobody can't tell me about him because I know him for myself. And for those who may be backing off from the Lord right now, and even though you are saved and you accepted him, but you're backing off him because you're angry, you need to rethink that thing. Mm-hmm. Rethink it, because he is powerful. He is, and he will meet your needs if you allow him to meet your needs and allow you to comfort you. But don't you know, in the midst of this pandemic, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, even when everything else is going on around you. I am your shield. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You start treating the blood on your family. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. to God. My lines are open. If it's someone that dialed in. Amen. Hi, Dawn Hollis. How are you? Hi, George. How are you? My lines are open. If you want to press one, I'll take your call. God is so faithful, y'all, and he is so good. And I just love him because he's so faithful. And I don't want nobody else carrying my water pot. I didn't been there and done that. People didn't carry my water pot and left it sitting on the side of the road. But when Jesus came to rescue me from my sins, when he came to rescue me from me falling, see, he looked past my faults and seen my needs. He knew that I needed him. So he started carrying my water pot for me. And ever since, it has been filled. Keep filling, keep filling. And times when I feel weary, woo, glory. Don't you know in the midst of feeling weary, God will give you something to spark you, to say, okay, babe, now keep on going. Because he's that kind of God. That's the kind of God that we serve that he will do. And even if you feel like you're off track, get back on track. See, by the time you get finished beating yourself up or falling off track, 5 years it went by because you didn't beat yourself up so bad. Forgive yourself and move on. Don't think about what you didn't do 10 years ago. Think about, okay, I didn't, but now was the time, so I got to move forward now. Because how many times do we look back and don't forgive ourselves because something we did? God, if you ask God to forgive me, then forgave you. You know, God, forgive me for not loving you like I should have. God, forgive me for being so angry. God, help me to help my children. Because even in this time, helping the parents to help their kids. Because their kids is just, you know, not under stuff. But you got to be the strong one in the house to say, hey, God, help me. What do I say to my kids? God will do that for you. You get up off your knees, and bam, he didn't gave it to you. This is what I say. This is what I say to my neighborhood. This is what I say to my family. This is what I say to my children. So be encouraged on today. Be encouraged on today. And I, like, this morning, I'm like, And it's funny because my sister called my mom. My sister said, did you do the prayer today? I said, yes, I did my prayer call. I did prayer today. Because they was like, you don't sound like your bubbly self. Today, no, I don't. May not sound like my bubbly self because guess what? You got to push past some things even when you don't feel like it. Even when you don't feel like it, you got to push past some stuff. That woman at the well pushed past some stuff, and look how Jesus used her. He used, you got to read chapter 4. John chapter 4. Then he used this woman. Oh, my God. He used her running through the town. Come see a man. Hallelujah. Come see a man. See, Jesus will use you, the people that you least expect. He will use you. Uh-huh. He will use those folks that you least expect. See, like the Rahab. Mm-hmm. See, like the Paul. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. See, all of those. He will use folks because he knows who's going to listen to him. Because, see, that woman, see, when she ran through the town, just using my imagination, you know they was looking at her, well, what is she talking about? What, she want my husband? Or a man saying, I know she's going to come after me next. No, uh-uh. But then she got their attention because of who she was or who she used to be. But, see, this new woman that God created right there on the spot. But what I love about her is that the question she asked Jesus, how was it that you have no dealings with the Samaritans? Jesus is like, yes, I have dealings with the Samaritans. And that's how you got to be. That's how you got to be, to break that racism, to break it, to break it. Sometimes we even bad to our own culture, our own race, but you got to break that and love on your neighbors. Love on all cultures. Love on all races. Love them. Amen. Hi, my spiritual mother, Reverend Moore. How are you? Hi, Romika. I'm not saying to love racists, but you got to love them too and ask God to help them, help them, Lord, change their mind, Father, touch their hearts, dear Lord, turn their mind around. Yes, but I'm talking about you have to love all cultures as well. You got to love them even when they mean and nasty. Amen, because God calls us to, and pray for our leaders. Pray that God will turn their minds and their hearts around. Amen. And get out there and vote today, because sometimes we feel like, oh, no, what's the sense of voting? What's the sense of voting is that every vote counts. I don't care if you don't think so, but it does. Hallelujah. Because if you don't vote, then what happens? Hallelujah. So on today, that's the woman at the well who said, who's going to carry my water pot? That's my topic. Who's going to carry my water pot? See, I didn't have folks carry my water pot and they let me down. But see, when Jesus carried my water pot for me, he's not going to never leave me nor forsake me. So even though he's carrying my water pot for me, and when it gets empty, he's going to replenish it and fill it up. So that's why I'm going to say again, even when you feel down, even when you feel like, Lord, I just can't go on, he will ignite your fire. He will show you something, mm-hmm. put something in your spirit to say, okay, God, let me get back on track. Right. I know I'm right about it because he has done it for me over and over again. Don't allow folks to count you out. That woman is the one that tried to count her out, but she didn't allow them to count her out. Amen? The disciples, he had to send them away. Sometimes you got to send your loved ones and your friends away because they will disrupt your mind and your way of thinking. And sometimes we're not strong enough, they'll pull us right in. See, Jesus knew what to do. Not that he wasn't strong enough to handle his disciples, but he didn't want no interferences. He didn't want nobody, no interruptions, because he was there to do a job to minister to that woman. He said, must needs go through Samaria. He didn't have to go, but he went. But can you imagine, let me just make sure anybody can call in. Talking about the two kingdoms, and it's so crazy because, you know, one kingdom thought that they was the pure Jews. Other kingdom felt like they was impure. Southern and northern kingdom, they felt like it because one kingdom felt like, okay, because at that time the two kingdoms was divided, the northern and the southern kingdom, and it was divided because they wound up having intermarriages. Mixed race. They mingled together, which caused them to have a mixed race. So one kingdom thought that they was the pure Jews, and Amy was the other kingdom, because they felt like, oh my God, how could you do this? You turned your back on your culture. You turned your back on us. So how could you do this? And because you don't have pure blood of the Jews running through you, and now you become a mixed race, then now look. So that's what come. That's how the Samaritans came. Because when the kingdom fell to the Assyrians, it was the capital was at Samaria. So that's how they became the Samaritans. So they're going to get upset with them because Jews was used to help sell the land, and the foreigners was there. So what were they supposed to do, not get married? What were they supposed to do, no, I'm turning my back on you? No, they didn't. Yeah, uh-huh. So they intermingled with one another, and it became a mixed race. So that's where the Samaritans came from, because the capital where they was at. Lord, have mercy. Back then, the same stuff then is going on now. So you upset with me because now you feel like I'm not a pure Jew because you felt like I turned my back on my culture. No. What I did was love somebody. But see, Jesus, what I love about the Lord is that, they could not corrupt his mind. They could not tell him who to love because he broke all those barriers and crossed them when he came on this earth, because he loved all of us. He loved that woman. That's why the woman at Samaria was so messed up, because she could not believe, oh, my God, you would love me when the Jews have no dealings with me? Oh, yeah, God would love you in spite of your color, in spite of your race. So don't let nobody dummy down who you are. Don't let nobody make you feel like you less than a person. You are who you are because God created you to be who you are. I know we're forever working our own salvation, working it out. But you got to keep going and start believing in yourself and holding your head up high. No matter who you are, if you're Asian, if you're white, you're black, if you're Hispanic, it don't matter. Be who you are because that's how God called you to be. But have a good heart about it and love on one another. It starts with one person at a time. And it may not be a group of people doing it, but if one person, I have never seen so many. When you look out into the crowd, the people who are protesting is salt and pepper. I'm just so blessed. Hallelujah. Well, years ago, you didn't see none of them in the line. Hallelujah. But the thing about it is that our kids are going to school with each other. We're getting the same education they have. So don't look down at somebody else. I have friends of all cultures. Hallelujah. And they're not racist, and they love me like I'm them, because they don't look at my color. They look at who I am. See, Jesus didn't look at the Samaritan's color. He looked at who she was on the inside. And he said, no, I must be going through Samaria because I'm going to use this woman. I'm going to use this powerhouse. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you have done. God will forgive you for your sins. That woman had five husbands. The one she was with wasn't even her husband. Hallelujah. But he still made sure that he went through Samaria. He still made sure that he went through because he wanted to use this woman. First, he wanted to restore her. First, she had to repent for her sins. Then he restored her. testimony. We'd be so afraid of sharing with other folks the stuff that we have gone through because what they're going to say about us. Oh, my God, what they're going to say about me if I tell them my story. Well, guess what? When he told me to start telling my story, I told it. And he asked me, are you ready for everybody to know? And I went with the flow. Hallelujah. Because I knew there was no way around it. But my heart was like, yes, because, Lord, use me for your glory, Father. I ain't here for myself. I'm here for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. My broadcast is getting ready to end. And I have, let me see if somebody, did somebody press one? Hold on just one moment. Is that you, Mom? Let me see. No, that's not. Just one moment. Hello, caller. Hello? Hello? Somebody press one. I'm not sure. Hello, caller. Are you there? Amen. Yeah, somebody press one. I'm not sure. If you want to come through, I'm going to try to see, can I bring you in again? Hello? Amen. Amen. I guess not. I can't hear their call. They tried to come through. Amen. So I want to just say to you all and just encourage you all today to just, you know, be steadfast and unmovable. Just know that God loves you and in spite of yourself, in spite of myself, you know, be encouraged on today that everything that's going around us, know that God has us, know that he loves us, know that he is pure and in his heart, and because we are pure, it's because Jesus' blood runs through our veins. We are pure. He makes us to be pure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I bless you and I thank you. I lift up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, God, for this broadcast on today, Father God. Who's going to carry your water pot? God, we want you to carry our water pots, God, when we can't carry it no more, Father, when it's too heavy, God, like that Samaritan woman coming out in the noonday. She didn't even come out in the morning time when it was much cooler out, but she came in the heat of the day because of folk, God. Hallelujah, God. We bind up embarrassment on today in the name of Jesus, God. We come clean on today, Father God. Clean us up, God. Purge us with hyssop and we shall be clean. Wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God. We give you the glory and all the honor, Father. We pray, Father God, Lord, you would go before every household on today, God. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we pray, Father God, Lord, you will make every crooked path straight, Father. When we go to the voting on booth on today, God, Lord, we bind up any difficulties, God. We bind up any tech issues, Father. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, God. Give us patience as we stand in the line to vote on today. Do it right now for your glory, God. Lord, touch our hearts, God. Lord, we are so heavy burdened, Father God. So heavy, heavily burdened, dear God, of what's going on all around us. But we know you are still God. We know you so sit on the throne. We know you, God. We know you to be a way maker. Touch every loved one, Father God. Touch the Floyd family, God. Touch every family that have gone through racism, dear God. Touch those who are mourning their children, who have died from natural causes, who have died from cancer, who have died from other illnesses, God. And they mourning them, Father God. Touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Go before our elderly, our seasoned saints on today, God. We ask the God if you would touch them. Touch every man that's on this line, God. Men across the country, God. Touch our sons, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, dear God. That you will put a hedge of protection around them, God. Oh, Lord God, we believe you, God. Even some of our kids don't live here in the same state we live in, God. But, Lord, we know that, Father God, we ask you to touch them and keep them that you will. Lord, you touch the centurion. Service. He asked you, Lord, I'm not worthy enough for you to come in my home. But if you speak a word, my homes where nobody could talk. They could talk to them, but they can't go to see them. Just call, keep calling the nurses station. Ask them about your loved ones. Let them know that they have family on the outside who love them, and you just can't treat them anyway on the inside. God, we glorify you, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, Touch all our families, God. Continue to just pour on your love on us, God. Lord, we love you. We love you. We love you, and we adore you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Know God is on your side. Know that he loves you. For the Bible says, greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. You are more powerful than he that's within the world. Hallelujah. Ask God to soften your heart. Ask God to give you a loving heart. Ask God to change my mind, God. Give me a new mindset. Free me, God, from my own self. Amen. You know, take precautions. Keep your gloves on, your mask on, and your hand sanitizer, and wash your hands. Just know that God loves you. And keep praying for our men, praying for our daughters, how they treating our daughters on the enduring protests, treating them and roughing them up. Amen. Just protect us. Just ask God to put a hedge of protection around us. You know, and I celebrate our black men. I celebrate our Caucasian men. I celebrate men all over. Hallelujah. Amen. So just know that God is awesome. He's on your side, and that he loves you. He loves you. God loves you in spite of how you feel. And even if you're angry, ask God to remove the anger. God, give me clarity. Show me you. Love God in a different way. Hallelujah. Because he's the only one who's going to carry your water pot. Because I'm trusting when I tell you, when that water pot is empty, ain't nobody going to fill it up. Mm-mm, no, not your mama, your daddy, your sisters. They may fill it up for a minute, but after a while, folks get tired. But see, Jesus never gets tired. He never gets tired of us. He never gets tired of us. No matter how many times we call him, he never gets tired of us. And the midnight hour, he's there. Because sometimes we be asleep, but Jesus is there. Hallelujah. So just be encouraged on today. Know God is on your side and know that he loves you. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. I see you all next Tuesday. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen.
Amen.